This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 4th of November, 2025. The latest Indiana farm news and weather, and a look at the Monday markets, too. I'm Andy Eubank. Thanks for joining us. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Coming up today on the HAT podcast, Eric Pfeiffer has the news, a final tour around Indiana for harvest updates from various farmers. The Indiana Farm Forecast with HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin calls for beautiful weather the next few days, including warmer temperatures before colder temps this weekend. And corn, beans, and wheat all higher again yesterday, led by a strong close in beans. Market analysis with John Zanker is coming up on the HAT Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
There's something to be said about being early. You get a better place in line, maybe a better seat at the table, and sometimes being early will save you money. Like when you order seed early from Seed Genetics Direct. Place your order for the next growing season with Seed Genetics Direct by November 10th, and you'll save $10 per unit on corn and $2 per unit on soybeans. It's time to leave the nest, early birds, and visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com to order. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in there. Genetics, Seed Genetics Direct.
Harvest progress on Crop Tour Tuesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. The news is brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. Attention high schoolers, join Keystone Co-op at their Mount Summit branch on November 11th to learn about career opportunities after high school. Visit KeystoneCoop.com/seed for details. After missing critical reports in October, USDA announced on Friday that several key November reports will be published, despite the lingering government shutdown. Previously scheduled to be released on November 10th, USDA says they'll release the crop production and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, reports on November 14th. So we'll have harvest data soon enough, but in the meantime, let's check in with farmers from around the state on our final Crop Tour Tuesday of the harvest season. It's the final one because, for the most part, harvest is wrapping up around the state. Let's begin in northern Indiana's LaPorte County. Indiana Soybean Alliance Chair Denise Scarborough is getting very close to the finish line.
We are currently rolling along with commercial corn harvest. We have most of our cover crops planted. At this point right now, we're still trying to get in a little bit of rye going in behind the combine. We have been fortunate. We've been pretty dry. Our corn moisture is still a tick up there, so some days we're catching the drier. Our corn yields are doing better than we anticipated, given how dry we were the growing season. Hopefully we'll be wrapping up within the next week or so.
In southern Indiana, National Corn Board member J.R. Reisner is also close to wrapping up in DuBois County.
Harvest is just about completed in our area. There's just a handful of crops left out in the field. Looks like we'll have several days here this week to wrap things up, maybe be able to get out and do a little bit of field work towards the latter half of the week. We have had some rain that has kept us out of the field, and the ground's starting to get to where we won't be able to do a whole lot of things out in the field anymore. Crop overall has been good. Some places have been better than others, but overall we've had a pretty fair crop. Looking forward to wrapping things up for the winter and on to next season.
Central Indiana seems to be where farmers have had the best luck with harvest progress. On the west side of the state, Ryan Rippey farms in Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain counties.
We're wrapped up with harvest. As I'm driving around as well, I'm not seeing a whole lot of crop left in the field. I'd say we're probably less than 10% in this area of crop standing, so getting pretty well wound down. We're still working on some fall burn down herbicide applications and working on some lime, a little bit of fall tillage left to do. We probably start to work on fall fertilizer here as well pretty soon. Also, probably work on later in the week with the nice weather, trying to get the combine cleaned up and put away.
And if you head east from there, you'll run into Cox Farms Incorporated in Delaware County. That's where we find farmer Jenna Scott.
We finished up our harvest last week, so it was nice to have everything done, cleaned up, and put away. I have some family members that have some double crop beans and some replanted corn that aren't quite ready yet to get out of the fields. But in general, I would say driving around, it looks like everybody's making a lot of good headway, looking to finish up here soon. And we are ready for some rest, looking forward to rest, and we will get ready to do it all again next year.
For those who are done with harvest, do take a little bit of rest. And for those still wrapping up, please stay safe out there. Over the weekend, the National FFA Convention concluded in Indianapolis. Record attendance set during that convention and new officers announced. You can read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Now on the Hat Podcast, Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Beautiful weather the next 3 days. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, well above normal temperatures. Southwest flow. It's going to be a nice setup here to get those remaining a few little bits of harvest that are out there done. I do think sunshine is going to be a dominant player for both today and tomorrow. Clouds are likely going to be increasing Thursday afternoon and into evening. That's because we've got a frontal boundary that's headed towards us. That front develops just to our west and north on Friday in the pre-dawn hours, sweeps through Friday during the day. I think we can look for 100% coverage across the Hoosier State with a tenth to three quarters of an inch of moisture coming through. Nice little batch of moisture, the first batch that we've seen here in a little while. It takes a break behind that for Friday night through the first half of Saturday, and then overnight Saturday night into early Sunday, secondary front comes through that gives another few hundreds to a few tenths, but this time only about 50 to 60% coverage. What the secondary front does, though, is open the door for temperatures to drop like a rock. Bitter cold Canadian air on the way. Temperatures dropping through a Sunday afternoon. In that temperature drop, we're also seeing plenty of lake effect cloud cover pop up. Strong north winds coming down the fetch of Lake Michigan. I won't rule out some spits and sprinkles in there. I hear some folks trying to talk up a little bit of sloppy wet snowflake action. At this point, I think it's too soon to talk about that. Our atmosphere is still pretty doggone warm, all things considered. But to be fair, it is a cold air mass that comes racing in here overnight, Sunday night into Monday and Tuesday. If you have missed out on frosts and freezes so far, if you have had some vegetation that just didn't quite get toasted enough, hey, it's coming. Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, those are hard freezes, a good strong frost, killing frosts in all areas of the state. Now, as fast as it comes in, it leaves by Wednesday afternoon of next week. Strong southwest flow is back. We are warm. We're well above normal for Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday of next week. See a little bit of moisture late week down over southern parts of Indiana, but nothing farther north. Watching a bigger low pressure area come together next weekend to our west. That likely brings us some rain Sunday night into Monday the 17th. I'm Ryan Martin.
As harvest winds down, it's decision time in farm country. Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance is here to help Indiana farmers make smart, timely choices about nutrient management. Because viable farms, healthy soil, and clean water start with informed decisions based on vetted practices. Backed by Indiana's commodity groups as well as conservation and ag industry leaders, IANA is rooted in empowering farmers to improve nutrient use efficiency, enhance soil health, and protect water quality to drive farm success and protect our natural resources.
Back on the plus side in corn, beans, and wheat, with beans again leading the way. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the review is brought to you by AcrePro. Buying or selling farmland? Accomplish your goals with the help of AcrePro's land professionals. Get in touch today at AcrePro.com. Final numbers from Monday trade coming up. We'll begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. A slow start to open up the new month, John, but in the end, gains across corn and wheat, but the leader once again to the upside, soybeans, although that market, too, a slow start. What changed?
Well, oil. Soy oil took off, and I'm not exactly sure what ignited that. I don't know if there's any 45Z stuff being talked about. I wouldn't think so, given that the government's shut down. But nonetheless, something did, and we'll take it. Chinese are certainly buying some beans. We're sure of that. But they're also buying some Brazilian beans still for December delivery. 10 cargoes reported. That's about 65 million bushels. So I think the idea now is that they're going to buy 12 million tons of U.S. beans before January 1st. But it's highly unlikely they're going to ship that many bushels. That's over 400 million bushels. So that's not going to happen. And apparently the Brazilians or the Chinese feel the same way, since they're still buying Brazilian beans for December shipment.
So you say they're definitely buying beans. Others are saying there are rumors they're buying beans. Nevertheless, whichever way it goes, it looks good right now that some of that bean agreement is starting to come to fruition.
Yes. Yeah, the spreads are screaming that they're buying again today. You know, there just could have been a bigger type of sale that got the commercials fired up and tighten the spreads up a little bit more and push the futures up. So whatever's causing it, we'll take it. We need to be wary in here and, looking at some 27 sales, or excuse me, 2026 sales, looking at that Jan 27 right now at 1120. So that's the highest we've seen that contract. So keeping an eye on that and keeping an eye on the Brazilian and Argentine weather. And so far, things are looking really good. Early estimates for that crop now up in the, and for the Brazilian crop up in the 178, 179 million area. If you raise that crop 10 million from this year, that's another 370 million bushels to add to the cause. So, and not the bullish cause, unfortunately.
Soybeans, November, right around that 1120 mark. And is that enough now to encourage more farmers selling after we saw some last week, but maybe not as much as would have been desired?
Well, I think it will be, and I think it needs to be. We've sold some into this rally and wish we had sold a little bit less, obviously, as we sit here. But most of our customers, pretty much all of our customers, had good soybean yields, very good yields. And this is looking pretty good. So it can go away in a hurry if anything might happen before something gets inked. And amazingly, I think for the first time ever, we're seeing Brazilian offers for December now under ours without the tariff applied. So that's concerning. And that just tells you what's going on with what South America is doing to us and in the export arena. So this could go away in a hurry if some things don't happen the way that we're currently expecting them to.
John Zanker with us, and we're currently sitting right around 434 December corn. Thoughts on that level that we've hit?
You know, I like corn, but off and on here for the last 9 months, you and I've been talking weekly, and I've mentioned corn exports being strong and being disappointed in the price movement. So here we are. It looks like we're going to have the USDA or NASS put out a statement today that we're going to have a production report on the 14th. So delayed a couple, 3 days, but it does appear they're going to try to get something out. And, trade's expecting that yield to come down. We're expecting that yield to come down. If it happens to drop below 180, I think you've got a bullish market. You're still going to have a record production year. But nonetheless, things are tightening up. Exports were just sensational again today at 67.7 million. We're now 188 million 188 million over last year's number on this date. And last year was a record year. So great things going on the demand side. We just need to get a better handle on this production side. And that's not easy with what's going on in Iowa with the rust.
John Zanker at Risk Management Commodities. And John's number there is 866-837-9027. Now the settlements from Monday trade up 2 3/4 on December and March corn. Dece 434 and a quarter. March 446 and 3/4. And May goes to 455 and 3/4, up 3.5 cents. 20 points higher. November beans, 1119 and 3/4. Jan contract up 19, 1134 and a quarter. December wheat solid as well, 543 and a half, a pickup of 9.5 cents. Meat markets mixed. Higher live cattle futures, December 232.20, up 252. December lean hogs, $80.60, down 67. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.